Welcome to Must Watch with Wine, a recap podcast covering reality dating shows that you have to watch with a glass of wine in hand. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Alicia.
And we're your hosts. You may not remember us. It's been like 12 weeks.
Listen. I know we always have an excuse, but like, I know y'all know about life and how it happens. Okay. We are here. Promise. We are going to finish this season. We are not dropping it. We will finish it even if everybody has seen it before.
Even if they're on the next season. No, but if you're tuning in like later, then this means nothing to you. But
yeah,
to the
perfect.
People who've been tuning in, to the people who've been tuning in each week, thank you for sticking through. We love and appreciate you. XOXO.
Yes. XOXO.
And so this is a good time to let you guys know that we are on episode 5, and then we're going to do a double today, so surprise, 5 and 6 of the Ultimatum Marry or Move On Season 2.
Yeah, always so extra with the way that Netflix is going to do their things, and especially with Nick and Vanessa Lachey, but we're here.
Oh, before we dig into that, did you see somebody in the Love is Blind Ultimatum Universe had a baby or is having a baby?
Bliss and Zach. Yes.
Yes. Everyone was like, Vanessa's going to lose her.
No,
lose
I don't her think mind. I saw her post about it or anything.
I don't think so either. Maybe because she knows everyone's making fun of her on the internet. So she's like, I'm just going to keep this to myself.
Please. That would be great. That'd probably be best.
But yes, congratulations to them. Yay. All right. So anyway. Congrats. Now, back to the show at hand, the ultimatum. So we are in week 3 of the trial marriages, and Alex meets Roxanne's parents, and they ask him, you know, how's your original girlfriend, ex-girlfriend, whatever.
Yeah.
And he was like, she's ready for marriage, and he's not, and he's not sure why.
And I hate that he says it that way, because as he describes like who he is, he's like, oh yeah, you know, my parents basically raised me up to be ready for marriage. I've always just been ready to settle down. And it's like, okay.
Yeah. And don't you just take that as like a hint that maybe you're not with your person?
Then that probably would be it. And then let's maybe not. But then I can't remember. I have to go back to see, have they been together only like 2 years? I'm going back.
My brain is telling me 4.
I know Antonio and Roxanne for...
What a weird way to say my memory. My brain is telling me.
Right. I actually don't have anything about Kat and Alex.
Yeah, I want to say 4 in the beginning. But they've definitely been together at least long enough, because they're not young. They're like in their 30s, I think.
Weird. Don't act like that's not young. But
I mean, yes, it's, you know, young in a scheme of life. But they're not like, what are the other two? They're like 22 and 23 or whatever. Like, they're young, but they can like, you know, try and figure themselves out. At 30-something, if you've been with someone for 2 years, you should at least know if you want to marry them. True. At the very least.
At the very least, that this is where it's going. And so it just is basically in their, the ball is in their court. Like, don't fuck it up.
Exactly. So he doesn't know why he doesn't want to be married, which seems like a red flag to me, but whatever. And then her dad was talking a lot about, I don't really remember how we jumped to this part, but he was like, you know, when your in-laws visit, don't be disengaged, days off, watching the TV, etc. And it was like, this is stuff we've dealt with in the past. And then so I was wondering if it was with, what's the child's name? Antonio.
Right. Well, and this was the only time it seems like Roxanne maybe semi kind of stood up for Antonio and was like, oh no, with like other boyfriends, like in the past. Okay, so not currently. Don't know why he's saying it right now, but
So that was interesting, which, you know, if you're in-law do visit, at least say hi, you know.
Yeah,
do pretend that. Like you care.
And so like her parents have been married 38 years, and she says, you know, she thinks his parents have been married around 32, and they hit Roxanne's parents ask him what they thought, what his parents thought of Roxanne. And he's like, you know, yeah, like they could see it together. Did you talk to them?
Yeah.
Is that what they said?
I think, well, I do think his parents were like, she seems totally different than who you're with. And if you like her, then do you like your other girl too? But yeah, and then Alex brings up kids, and her dad interrupts and asks if that's something that they've talked about. And they said yes. And he was like, hopefully soon, because we want to be around when she has kids, so we can be grandparents. And now, I know, once again, this is like a quote-unquote marriage, but like, She's not about to have babies with this man tomorrow.
And you think we're going to pop them out immediately after just getting to know each other and getting married? That's crazy. And just because you want to be young grandparents? Like,
especially because the both of them are both the, we're not sure we want to get married people.
Yeah, on top of that, yeah. And I mean, and especially when he was like, wait, did you clear this with Roxanne? So I was like, wait, did Roxanne not want kids? Did I miss this conversation? I thought they said it was good. But yeah.
No, he just wanted to make sure the grandbabies were secured, no matter how he gets them.
Yeah, that was funny. And also weird. And so then basically her, I like her parents though. They like were really, you know, they were very intentional about their questions. Mm-hmm. And so they're like, you know, her dad asked him, what makes him think, you know, like, what does he like about Roxanne? And he's like, well, yeah, she makes me think. And her dad's like, okay, but lots of women can do that. And he's like, well, I mean, actually not really. Cause apparently he's just so yeah, that he just, no one ever makes him think. Okay. And then her mom's like, well, you know, she's very independent. And he's like, yeah. And, you know, he supports her business and things like that. So, and that he's got her back is what he believes. So this is the first time, though, that we've seen Roxanne kind of turn on Alex. So we didn't mention when they were first going into the restaurant, she was like, oh, get the door. Remember, this is good practice. You know, and you just think it's just a conversation. Well, it actually was something deeper. And Roxanne was like, well, you know, I asked your parents a lot of questions about you. So, you know, I feel like you'd want to, you know, have the opportunity to ask my parents a lot of questions about me. And he's like, well, you know, I did ask about how you grew up. Asked about your parents, how, what they think about things. And she's like, yeah, but you aren't asking more questions about me. He's like, oh. She's like, okay. And then her dad's like, well, you know, she's like, well, he's not very chivalrous or something like that. And her dad's like, what? You don't like open doors and stuff? And he's like, yeah, I do sometimes, I think.
She was like, you did it like once when I told you or something
not,
like that.
Not always. Yeah. And I was like, okay. So that was just the first sneak peek of maybe this going downhill and not being a match made in heaven.
Yeah, gotta open them doors.
Open them. But then we get to move on to Ryan and Trey.
Hold on, no, we missed this one part that Alex's dad, no, not Alex's dad, Roxanne's dad asked Alex if he would marry himself. I thought that was fun. And then he was kind of like taken back. And then he was like, yeah, I would marry myself. And then he asked why. And he was like, I'm a good guy and I like to help people. And then the dad was like, in the last three relationships, he asked that question and they all failed miserably. And he said, Alex didn't quite fail like the other guys. And I was like, I thought that was not a good answer. So what did the other guys say? I
thought that was poor. And this was the first time that Alex even did a true assessment of himself and was like, oh, I thought that was like a C minus. I don't know why I was going to say 6.5 for no reason.
I guess a 6.5 on a scale of 1 to 10 kind of gets you around a C minus ish.
Thanks.
Or like a D plus.
I have no idea. It just, I was trying to say C minus and 6.5 came out. But
yeah, but it made me think of like the conversation that you'll see on the internet of like guys being like, well, what are women bringing to the table? But then they never like question what they themselves are bringing to the table. It's like, I'm a man and I'm alive. What do you mean? Like, no, hello, you have to have some qualities worth marrying too.
I have a job. Well, did you see the most recent thing? And we're going to get back to this, where it's this whole, they want a submissive woman who will go 50-50 on all the bills. But then they go specifically try to find women who are either in practicing religions or just like the way that they grew up was very submissive to a man. But that was because the man was like literally taking care of everything financially.
Yeah, because why? No, that woman doesn't exist. And if she does, she's dumb. Because why would you do that?
Why would you do that? It's going to be one of the other guys. We can both be. But anyway, so yeah, that's the thing that I don't know who wants that.
Yeah. Good luck to them. Your search is on.
Or I wish you no luck. And I hope that you just be by yourself and don't bother anybody.
For real. Don't bother anyone. Right. Next, Ryan and Trey meet Ryan's brother and his girlfriend.
Yeah. Does she look similar to Ryan or was it just me?
Yeah. When I first watched, I didn't realize like who was the actual connection.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's her brother and his girlfriend. And I was like, I actually did think it was her sister. So yeah.
Yeah. But I think it was just probably because they did their makeup very similarly. And I think they have like maybe the same eye color, but it was so funny. Plus she also like took charge of the conversation. I was like, dang, she's Ryan's best friend, isn't she?
Yeah, she did take charge. When I looked back and realized she wasn't the sister, I was like, okay, so she's just really, you know, down for her. She was like, Ryan's the best person ever. And anyone would be lucky to have her.
And Yeah, and they're like, she's the girlfriend. I'm like, so she's not the sister-in-law? So, like, how long have they known each other? Like, did they all grow up together? What has it been? Either way, though, you want a good, you know, future sister-in-law like that, who's got your back. And, you know, they basically discuss how this has been a life-changing experience. And the girlfriend, I'm sorry, I didn't write her name down, was she basically was insulted that, but mind you, in this moment, I forgot James's name. So I put, she's insulted that old boy hasn't proposed yet.
Old boy works fine.
And so then they talk about, you know, how their relationships that they were, you know, came here with are different, you know, than the relationship they're currently in, where they're so much more similar.
Yeah, that's their big talking point. Oh, and the girlfriend also asked if they could consider dating in marriage. And Trey was like, yeah, I could consider it. And then Ryan, she said, they have a lot of the same life goals and she doesn't see any red flags with him. Which the first time I watched, I didn't really take note of this, just in general watching their journey. Mm-hmm. But Ryan never actually says that she likes Trey or wants to be with Trey.
Yeah.
She'll say things like he has a lot of great qualities.
I think he'll make a great husband.
Mm-hmm. But never like great husband.
Me and him, I want to be with this man.
Mm-hmm. Versus Trey's like, I can give this a try.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I thought that was interesting. Because the first time I didn't notice and I was like, oh, they have a little something. Then I was like, they don't have nothing. She don't like him.
She has never confirmed that. Y'all are friends, but it's cool. Yeah. He's like, yeah, I'm ready to risk it all.
Yeah, suggest you don't. All right, and then we jump to guys' night and girls' night, which you always know these are messy.
Nothing but a mess at all times.
This one always, like, there's been that many. There was one other. But girls' nights and guys' nights in a general sense are messy. On these shows, not in, in real life.
Yes. And it's obviously worse whenever you're now with the people who are dating your partner. Like, ew, gross, get out of my face. So
they give you a next round of drinks.
Yeah. It was weird when the guys, both of them started out weird, where it, like, kind of, like, came in hot with where James was basically acting like Raya wanted to have sex with him, and then Trey was trying to figure out what that was about.
Yeah, that was still the weirdest thing, just, like, his whole interpretation of that discussion.
When she was like, hold my hand, let's...
He's like, we're not going to have sex. And she's like, I did not ask you to.
And then she's like, can we not just hold hands on the couch? I don't usually do that. Usually, you know, when we out walking or something, I'll do that. Okay.
Yeah. It's like, so you can't hold hands without it leading to sex. You might want to see somebody about that.
Yeah, you did this whole hot tub thing. And here, let's get half naked and let's do the rose petals. And let's do... So I'm like... And that told you it was too much?
I'm convinced that once he did that, he saw her in that bikini or whatever. He was like, oh, I'm actually sexually attracted to her. So let me back away as far as possible.
Maybe that's what it was. He was like, hard barrier. Mm-hmm. I guess. Because I was like, what is going on? That was so weird. I guess,
you know, do what you gotta do. But
yet, he started the whole thing. And I was like, oh, he's projecting too much. Where he was like, or... I guess making us too many statements where he was like, I am just such a romantic and I'm so intimate. Oh, it seems like, you know, you must not have had any intimacy from Trey. He don't treat you right. So he goes all out of his way to tell her so much about his intimate side and then to try to show her. And then it was too much just like that. Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know. Yeah,
I definitely think it was him like, oh, I need to go into a self-preservation mode.
Yeah. But then just say that. Like,
right.
Better than anything else. And then like, you know, she wanted sex. What? Okay, I don't know. That's weird.
I know Trey's probably like, excuse me?
Yeah. And then it also jumped into girls' night starting like crazy. And now if you have something more to say about the initial guys' night, I like did my notes where I'm like, girls' night, guys' night. Yeah. Instead of doing it all in one lump thing.
Yeah, no, I went back and forth too, so.
Okay. But for the girls, Kat was just actually saying nice positive things about Antonio, and here goes Roxanne complaining about him every step of the way. She's like, Antonio's kind of nice.
Yeah,
sometimes too nice. And Antonio's kind of encouraging.
Oh, really?
Like,
yeah.
he's kind of clean. Oh, he's never been clean. Okay, I don't know.
However, there was one part that I had to agree with Roxanne where Kat was like, hold on. Yeah. And she was like, oh, Antonio will watch all these YouTube videos about UFO conspiracy theories. And then Roxanne was like, yeah, no, those annoy me. And I was like, I can get that.
It was just like when she added it on to every single thing positive kind of that Kat was like, oh, this was fun. Well, this is enjoyable. Oh, that was the worst thing for me. Well, okay, but you weren't the one having to watch it. He didn't, like, send them to you in the middle of the night.
Right.
But then she only softened up a little bit, Roxanne did, when Kat mentioned, oh, but you know what? He was always considerate and thoughtful of you, Roxanne.
Like a... Yeah, their dynamic is so weird.
Yeah, not good. But
we're going to get to it later. I can't wait to get to it. Okay.
Oh, sorry. And then Roxanne starts praising Alex for some bare minimum-ish she may or may not have done, because we already saw the veil slipping, you know, something being cracked. Mm-hmm. But she was like, Alex, you know, someone who has all the qualities that I want and, you know, that I want Antonia to have. And, you know, she would like to get married to him because, you know, all they do is just talk business all the time. And she never knew that, you know, married life could be like that. But yes, everything's so great. And that she
really sounds terrible to me. I know everyone's different, but
I don't want to. I don't want to always and only. And that's our main connection. No. And then she just really stepped out of bounds. I feel like she was completely, I guess she was in character, but it was just really gross and like not anything that was like nice and positive. I can't think of the right word I want to say. Not classy. It was just so unnecessary for her to be like, and you know, I'm open to sex. And then who was it who asked her? Was it Raya or someone? Like, you think, or Ryan? You think that, you know, y'all would have sex? And she was like, oh yeah, if I was like, Alex, come here, he would definitely do it. Our connection is so Ryan intense. Asked. And then she's like staring in Kat's eyes while she talks about their intense connection. Like, are you good?
Yeah, that was definitely like, it was rude and it seemed like for no reason, because it was very much saying, like, I can have your man, but then you also are like, I don't want him? Like, what?
Yeah. I don't, yeah. She got something going on.
And if she was like, if you were open to sex and you think he would have done it with you, then why didn't you just do it? Like, why are you here talking to us? Like,
yeah, that part. And then later on to just change up the conversation or to have trashed Antonio the whole time. It'd be different if Kat was like, oh, me and Antonio just have a deep relationship. And maybe that's how she took it when she said positive things about him. Maybe.
Why would you say something nice about Antonio unless you're in love with him? No one would.
I literally was like, Roxanne sucks all the air out of the room. Like, it's just exhausting.
Yeah, for sure. She'd be a lot to hang out with.
Which, of course, Alex actually says next when the guys start hanging out. For the first time, we also see Alex saying something negative about Roxanne. Mm-hmm. And he's like, she's a bit too much at times.
I guess once they finally paused and talking about their businesses, they realized that there are other qualities.
I guess. Traits. I guess. Or maybe he's also used to Kat, where he acts like Kat don't talk at all. And maybe she don't. I don't know.
Yeah.
And so then Roxanne doesn't stop talking.
Yeah, that probably is it too, because it seems like Kat doesn't talk. And it's like, she keeps asking me questions, probing questions.
Making me think.
Oh, and then, but like, Alex was also trying to, like, you know, fluff his feathers too. They are similar, even if not for the best reasons. He was like, but yeah, I hold her accountable to things. And Antonio's like, well, be specific.
I literally was going to throw up.
And then he was like, how she's being emotional in work emails. And he tells her to turn off her emotions for work. And Antonio was like, you've been reading her work emails? How does that happen? And then he didn't answer, which I thought that was interesting, because I'm curious too, because I can imagine someone who's like so serious about her business isn't like just sharing that information at random. And also, like, how does it come up? Because, like, I don't show my husband my work emails, not even because I'm like a crazy, like, this is my life's work. It's just, why do you need, there's no reason for you to be in my work emails. Like, there's nothing interesting in there.
The only reason why I think it could happen is, remember how much she talks about, oh, we eat breakfast and we work together, and we eat lunch and we work together, and we work together, and we work together. So I think probably they were like sitting either at the island together or on the couch together, and he may have looked up and seen.
Being nosy. Or I wonder if, like, for them,
or she was typing furiously or being like, I'm so upset.
If it's something like from them, like normal people, if you like see something interesting, like a news or gossip piece, how you would share that with your partner. For them, it's like a juicy work email. It's like, oh my gosh, look at this.
Right.
But Antonio was basically like, how did this happen? And he skirts the question. And then Antonio's like, well, don't be afraid to be critical of me. And Antonio, while he was trying to get like information out, he was also kind of being like weird about it, kind of like he wanted Alex to tear him down.
Maybe he's a glutton for punishment. Maybe he likes that. Or
maybe. Maybe that's why he's with Roxanne.
Yeah, I really don't know what it was outside of him just trying to be asking the probing questions to see if they're going to end up together, right? Is Roxanne actually going to choose him? You know, maybe he's just trying to figure out. But he was way more assertive than I thought. But maybe that was, I couldn't tell. It's like, is this insecurity? But like, I feel like if it's super insecurity, he wouldn't even be saying things, or he'd be asking different types of questions, or his voice would be shaking when he asked it, right? But he seemed very sure of himself when he was asking these questions. And I mean, to a degree, I kind of understand it, because he really does know Roxanne best. So he already knows, you know, how she be acting, how she be talking. But then he also seems to hold her up on a pedestal and like revere her in a way, and like really like only think the best about her and everything. Cause he describes her as someone that we have not seen, and I'm confused.
Yeah. So and the thing is, like, kind. And on the flip side, like, it's great if you think your partner is wonderful, but he also kind of like talks himself down in return, which is like sad. It's like, don't do that. Like, you can still be a good person yourself. Cause, he later says, Trey says that he's only had one conversation with Roxanne, and she mentioned how she envisioned being with someone who's self-driven. And Antonio's like, well, you know, I'm not self-driven, and there's truth to that. And he's like, I'm one of the most selfish people on this earth, and I don't think I can hack it as a business owner. Or she's not sure that he can hack it as a business owner, and like being the man with all the answers, because she's the woman with all the answers, and he has to step up and stuff. And it's like, it's good to have a partner that motivates you, but not at, you know, at loss of your, not sense of self, but just like positive self-image.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, but then Antonio does call it where he's like, I haven't seen you be critical of yourself, Alex, you know? And
yeah, because Alex thinks he's like the best thing ever.
Yeah. And then so, and he's like, oh, you know, well, yeah, I mean, what's wrong about me? You know, I work a lot. And then he was like, well, yeah, so does Roxanne. And he's like, I work even more than her on. It's like, but okay. What is your weird obsession? What is it?
And without having seen either of them work, I just find it hard to believe.
But really, all this talk of work and all this camera time, and it's talking about work, but I hadn't yet seen y'all work. And y'all be on the camera a lot. Y'all actually on the camera way too much. Like, I wish I didn't see y'all as much.
You're probably missing out on work.
And so then they talk about how Kat hasn't been emotionally open with Antonio and he's hesitant with physical intimacy. And Alex says that she wasn't open emotionally because they were focusing, I guess, on their physical intimacy.
Hold on. Who wasn't? Alex said he and Roxanne weren't?
No. Kat. Antonio was saying Kat hasn't really been open with him emotionally, and that Antonio himself is hesitant on the physical side of things. Alex talked about his connection with Kat being less emotional and more focusing on the physical.
Oh, right. I think he said that he's basically like that with anyone, which it probably makes sense. One, because Kat seems like she doesn't talk a whole lot, but also it would make sense because they, like, I forgot, I think on their like last night together as a couple, they said they didn't talk about important things. So if they're probably just like not talking and having sex instead, which is not, you know, my recommendation. You should talk and probably then have sex. It
probably work.
Or you can flip the order, but you should talk. But yeah, it was rough. Antonio was like, he's opened up to her about everything, even stuff that was embarrassing. And I want to like let him know that some people, like, he seems like he's done, like, been through some stuff and probably been through like therapy or group meetings or whatever, to where you're encouraged to open up and talk very freely about your experiences as part of your healing process. But if Kat's not a person who's gone through anything similar, if she hasn't gone to therapy, if she hasn't had practice like really expressing her emotions, she's not just going to be able to do it like at the drop of a hat. You have to have some reasonable expectation of people based on their experiences.
I guess so.
And then, was this the point? No, I think it comes later. Where basically Ryan is like, no, not Ryan. What's the boy's name? James talks to Trey and was like, I mean, we're cool though, right? Like,
right.
That's later on.
Trey talks about having both a physical and emotional connection for marriage, and Alex agrees that that's important. And he's annoyed that Antonio's not sleeping in the same bed as Kat because he's not really giving this a chance. And Antonio's like, oh, I don't think intimacy needs to play that big of a deal or big of a role in like getting to know each other. And Alex is like, well, he thinks so. And then Antonio basically asks him where his head is at and where Alex's head is at. And Alex is like, well, he's made progress towards a decision on Kat. And that's the other thing. Alex is very weird and interesting on how he – interesting is not the right word. He's just very weird about how he answers questions.
Yeah.
He tries to be evasive. And I don't know if he's intentionally trying to do that or he doesn't know. So he's trying to sound smart or cool by saying the evasive thing. Like, I'm not sure what it is. It's just weird.
Yeah. Yeah, because especially – I don't know if maybe he just didn't want to tell Alex. No, Antonio. Their names are too close. if he just wasn't telling Antonio because he's like his enemy in this situation. Yeah. And also probably wants to like keep him sweating. Like, I don't know. Maybe I want to go with Roxanne. Maybe I want to stay with Kat. But yeah, he doesn't just answer questions.
Yeah.
Now we switch back to girls. Ryan asked Rye, they've now like split up the quads in there and like duos. Ryan asked Raya if she could see herself marrying James. She gave a quick no. And he hasn't wanted to talk to her since their intimacy discussion. And she asked how the two of Ryan and James haven't gotten engaged yet. And she was like, every time it's always a different excuse. And then they mentioned different upbringings. And Ryan says she knows that he thinks she's judging her, him. And she knows that there are things he hasn't told her yet, which I just find this so weird because they've been together for so long. And I know they're young, but still.
Yeah.
Like, clearly she accepts you in your life because she's been with you for 7 years.
Yeah, and knowing apparently that there's some things that you're not sharing.
Right.
Like, okay.
And also that she's like, okay with that? Like, you want to get married knowing that he has like deep secrets that you don't know? And knowing that they're there? Like, it's one thing if you don't know and you find out later. But it's one thing like, ah, yeah, there's all this stuff, but yeah, he could tell me, he can not, whatever. But that's fine. It's her life, not mine. And then Raya said that he hasn't fully invested himself in the experience. And then Ryan is like, well, me and Trey have. and then she asked Ryan if she can see herself running off with Trey. And then once again, she says, he's a great guy, will be a great husband. He was like, but he clearly loves Raya, and that scares her. That don't scare you, girl. It sounds good.
Right. She's like, yeah. So basically she tried to act like that's why she won't fully try to like commit to saying she wants to be with Trey because she know he still got feelings for his ex or whatever.
I wonder if a producer was like, do you like him? And she's like, eh, not really. And they was like, okay, we're gonna need you to act like you do though.
It's like two better. But don't you like him though? You do kinda. I mean kinda, but like not for real.
I like him in the sense that he's a good person.
Yeah, and so that's what she said. I think he'll, and I thought that's what she was leading up to when she was like, he will make a great husband. I think you guys would be able to work things out. That's what I thought she was going to say. Like, I think y'all are really going to be meant to be. Like, that would have been a better way to sell it than.
Yeah.
Because I think someone else had to ask her. Oh, no, that was not here. That was a different time.
Next up there, counterparts, Trey and James are chatting. And then James said he realizes he needs someone he can talk about trauma with in past experiences. And I do want to offer up that there's a paid professional who can handle that. They're called therapists. And while you should be able to, you know, talk to your partner about your past, they're not like your trauma healers either. Let's keep that in mind. And then he also says that Raya is uncompromising in situations and that he doesn't think Raya is in a place to be married right now. And I was like, what has she really been uncompromising in other than like wanting you to hold her hand? That seems like a reasonable request, but I think it's more him that he shut down in the situation. Trey asked James why they're here after being together for so long. And then James was like, we've been together since we were 16, but Ryan was not his first love. And I was like, sir, are you counting like your girlfriend from when you're 14? If you don't go be a grown-up.
Why are we being cryptic? I don't know, though. I really don't know. Chelsea, something about it just seems odd.
Yeah, because like, and the thing is like, the way he said it, she was like, she's not my first love. I'm sorry, she's not. And I was like, okay, I mean, she's not here. She couldn't hear you.
Why are you forcing it on? But my thing is like, what would be the purpose of saying that, especially now on camera? Because you've been hiding different things this whole time and you prefer not to say other things. Well, then why would you say that?
Yeah. And also, I mean, obviously, I've not been in this man's life. But it just really seems weird to me. If they start dating at 16... And then, so that means your girlfriend was never had serious. 15.
Maybe they weren't serious for the first 4 years, or he wasn't that serious for the first 4 years, right? So then, throughout high school, he could have fallen in love with somebody else, but then he was just with her. And then after the graduation, then they stayed together, and then he fell in love with her after that. I'm gonna write a book.
you put together a whole little story there. So sure,
maybe.
Yeah, but I don't know. I just thought that was very weird.
It was like, yeah, otherwise, I know you're not talking about nobody.
Girlfriend.
Right. I know you're not doing that.
Like, as listeners of the podcast know that I met my husband, pretty young. I was 18. And so before then, I had a little boyfriend in high school, which very emphasis on, like, you know, the little part. Because when you're in high school, anything can feel like a big deal if it lasts like a month. And so if you asked me when I was 15, I loved that high school boyfriend. But now that I'm an adult and I've had like a real relationship with someone that I love for real, I would say, no, that was just, you know, for play. Like, and so that feels like, you know, obviously he's not having my experience, but that's just what it seems like to me, that like boyfriend, girlfriend that you have for like 5 months in high school is like, no, that was the love of my life.
That's why I feel like it has to be something different. Or maybe he always loved her friend or something like that. Or maybe he always had a good friend who always friend zoned him. So he ended up dating. You hate to say settling, but Ryan, this is what he's saying. You know, he ended up dating someone for Ryan.
I love that you've decided now that, hey, he said it, not me. He's settling for you. But you know, that could make sense. Maybe that's why he hasn't proposed yet after, what, like 7 years? We need a follow-up interview. Let's see.
I can't wait till I can finally watch the reunion and stuff and then see. But you've already seen everything?
Yeah, girl.
You still didn't get all the answers?
I know. He never touched base on who his first true love was.
Oh, my God.
Well, so we should try to get him on the podcast. But if he listens to this, he might not want to come on and talk to him.
All right. I mean, what's his name?
James.
So he's not going to come. He's definitely... He's like, why is she always forgetting my name? It's really because Ryan has taken the place of the guy's name in my head. So I can't get it out. So I'm thinking about the guy in the relationship. It
Right. Really messes That's me fair. Up. I understand.
Thanks.
It's okay. Okay. It's all right. Cool. We'll just continue to create our own story for James instead.
Yeah.
That wasn't where the conversation stopped. We just got distracted.
Yeah, well, James was being weird, too, because he was like, he has some goals, you know, some of the same goals and things like that with Raya and things that they can talk about. But he talks about how she doesn't want to compromise on anything in arguments. And he basically tried to tell Trey to run and act like she's not ready for marriage. Just so you know, she's not, from where I'm sitting, she's not in a position to get married. Why are you, what?
Yeah. And he was also saying, he was like, you know, Ryan, their names are also too similar. Ryan was like, there are things about you that you haven't told her, but you told Ryan after a week. And he was like, there's even stuff that I haven't told Ryan. It's like deep, bad stuff. Like, I'm worried about him. And no, really, like, he's like, there's deep, dark stuff inside of me like that. Like, really, get a therapist. And I'm not saying that in a derogatory term. Like, therapists are great resources. Use them. But he was like, Brian deserves to know all of them. And Trey was like, this sounds like a lot of personal growth stuff and not really a problem in the relationship. And I was like, yeah, you're right. But you know what? It's very important to have a certain level of personal growth before you get married. And Trey also lets him know that, just FYI, Ryan is very serious about the ultimatum. And if you don't propose, she is out.
I don't even understand. It's like, okay, so he wanted to help him. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Because you know what? He probably is like, Ryan deserves what Ryan's heart wants.
Ryan wants, I want to get for her.
Yeah. So that was that. And then, what are these two named? Roxanne and Kat, they talk. And Roxanne, she's so, like, she likes messing with people, I feel like. She asked Kat if she's nervous about her and Alex being together. And then Kat, she seems so sweet and vulnerable. She was like, well, yeah, because she knows that Roxanne has the personality traits that he wants and she's gorgeous. And then Roxanne said that if Alex could change, he would be so great. And then she asked Kat, this became very interesting. She asked Kat and she was like, does he tell you that you're beautiful? And she was like, yeah, but not like, oh, you're so beautiful. And Roxanne was like, he just doesn't seem like he appreciates the beauty and grace of a woman.
And I was like, ooh, ooh.
Yeah. And then she was like, his head's in the clouds and he's not a gentleman. And then Kat was like, okay. And then she was like, she doesn't think Antonio gives himself enough credit because he still sees himself as a shithead. And I think she's about to like get into like, you know, nice things that he does. And she was like, well, he is still some of, he still has some bad moments. And then she was like, Roxanne said she works with women and she's attached to the emotion of women. And it breaks her heart that Kat is what's on with all these red flags. And he tells a lot of white lies. And Roxanne asked if she thinks he puts himself up on a pedestal. And that it doesn't seem like, I don't know if Kat didn't answer the question because I don't have an answer. She must have just like kept talking before she
No, she did say that she thinks that he kind of does. Because she said something about like he always basically like the way that he tries to, you know, say like he's so busy, he's too busy to handle and do anything, you know, with her specifically, is because he's always working. And he never seems to have a problem. That's kind of, she was like, oh, kind of. She tried not to really, she did the best in the sense of like not talk shit talking your partner. She like admitted to certain things, was open about certain things, but was never like, yeah, he's just awful.
And then Roxanne mentions that he doesn't open up, and Kat was like, he doesn't open up with me either. And Roxanne was like, she doesn't think it's a her thing, but it's an Alex thing. And
like, what did she want them to do though? Gang up on Alex? I'm confused.
Right, maybe. She's trying to like get together some like girl squad to take him down. It's so weird.
She was like, you know, I work with women and I work with empowering women, and like I can see it. Like, girl.
Yeah, it was very interesting, especially because it seemed like such a quick turn on how like, oh, Alex is great and we work together and stuff. And then suddenly within like the course of the episode, it was like, I hate him. But she tells him like, if there's something you want him to do, stand your ground. And if he doesn't do it, leave him. So there you go.
Yeah. And so Kat was trying to explain like he's maybe not really vulnerable, or, you know, maybe he has trouble finding weaknesses because like he really hasn't gone through anything traumatic. And maybe that's actually technically normal and rare, you know. And then but she says, but, you know, like he is more surface level. And then that's when Roxanne was kind of semi encouraging, basically telling her, yeah, like, go after what you want. But basically, she's like, you should leave him if he doesn't change. And I was kind of like,
yeah, I do wonder, yeah,
but
like,
you were just acting like you wanted him so bad, so that's why I'm confused.
Right. But like, some people just don't have traumatic experiences.
And that's like, so beautiful and so cool. Yeah. And so, yeah, they're not going to be able to relate. They could still be nice about it. So I don't know if he's just like, please stop crying, because I don't care.
Like, I don't know, because like for a while up until recently, I never really had like a serious trauma. But maybe he still doesn't like talk about emotions at all. Cause like I always had feelings, but sure. Just not like, you know, like something intense has happened in my life, but maybe he doesn't talk about his feelings either.
And probably process it in a different way. Maybe he does better processing it alone, whereas other people process it, you know, out loud with other people. And
yeah. Do you think this is like a general existential question, that you can be in a good relationship if you're a process things by yourself person and never share them with your partner?
I'm sorry, I blanked out for a second. Say it again.
I'm so sorry. Do you think you could be in like a good relationship if you always process everything alone and don't share it with your partner?
No, I don't think you'd be in a truly honest one. And for either side, right? Like, if I hurt your feelings and you never tell me about it, and I just like keep doing the thing that hurts your feelings, like, who does that help? Nobody. You're gonna keep getting hurt feelings. I'm gonna keep hurting your feelings, and I'm assuming we all know that's not my intention, so that's not okay.
Yeah, I think you can like process it by yourself, but then you have to like talk about it once you figured out how you feel or whatever. Like, okay, I've thought about what happened, and this makes me upset because of X, Y, Z, or whatever the situation is. Okay, yeah. So that was an interesting question.
Yeah, good question.
All right.
It's going to turn into a random Q&A pod.
We're never going to get through the season. next, Alex and Antonio talk, and it's very tense. Antonio asked what his parents think about Roxanne, and Alex was like, they asked questions and she had good answers. And he said, Roxanne is great and fun to be around in short bursts. And I was like,
he emphasized on the short. Yeah.
Like, but I guess that's how they did their little like dating things. He was like, this is great. Now I'm living with her and I don't know.
3 weeks too is a long time to live with a stranger.
It really is. That you've like gotten like, to know for like maybe 4 or 5 hours in total. Yeah. And then now you're like living with each other.
Yeah.
But you know, that's what you signed up for. And then he asked if he wants to, Antonio asked Alex if he's there to be with Kat or if he wants to break up with Kat and leave with Roxanne. And Alex was like, none of the above.
What the heck is going on? Yeah.
And then Antonio says if he's reluctant to answer the question, is it to spare him or spare himself? Antonio was like asking things in almost like riddles, but then Alex also was like not answering the question. So it was a very weird situation. Yeah.
They both were doing the most in a weird, weird, odd way.
But then Antonio was like, do you not want to answer the question to spare my feelings or to spare yourself? And Alex was like, to spare your feelings, because he doesn't want to like really say it. And Antonio kind of like pushes him. And he was like, Roxanne is mean and you're her whipping boy and she doesn't respect you. And then this frustrated me, and it continues to frustrate me throughout the episode. And Antonio was like, exactly what does she say? And he said that basically how he doesn't have any direction, won't get anything done. It wouldn't be headed anywhere without her. And Antonio was like, there's no way that's exactly what she said. And then, I mean, he was like, I mean, it was a paraphrase, but like, that's the general message. I mean,
that's the hard part, right? Because Alex is kind of like a dick and unclear, but at the same time, he was very clear on that. And that was like mostly true. The same gist that he got is the same gist that most people got from Roxanne's explanation of her relationship.
Right. And then he tells the camera that he was fed some BS and he's had men try to take Roxanne from him before. And he gets all types of crazy messages from men trying to ruin their relationship. And Alex is no different. Mm-mm. And then they cut back to him with Alex. And then he was like, you know, you've paraphrased everything, but how about you, you know, talk shit to my face right now. And Alex was like, I don't know how I can be any more direct. She doesn't respect you.
Yeah.
And that was the end of episode 5.
Yeah.
It's changeover day or episode.
Oh, yeah. Moving on. Episode 6.
Yeah. Everyone goes back home from the terrible guys and girls night. Kat and Antonio ask each other how it was. And they're both like, it was weird. And Antonio said he's mad about the stuff that Alex said about Roxanne not respecting him. And he thinks that Alex wants to be with Roxanne. Mm-hmm. And then Kat was like, going into tonight, she's had info that she didn't, you know, want to share before. But Alex's mom had texted her after they met Roxanne. And his mom was like, Roxanne clearly doesn't like Antonio and she was too busy to end it with you. Mm-hmm. And Antonio was like, his parents are liars. You know, why would they say that? They don't know anything. Alex is a liar and his parents are liars. And then Kat was like, why would she lie to me about that? Like, mm-hmm. There's no reason for her to come up with that impression.
Why? Like, no. And they were saying they were getting it from Roxanne. They weren't saying, oh, Alex told us this.
Mm-hmm. And then Antonio asked Roxanne what was said about Alex. And then she mentioned how Roxanne was talking about his white lies and how he didn't open the car door. And it was a bunch of stupid stuff that didn't make sense to her. And they both ended it saying they feel horrible. And Antonio was like, I need to talk to Roxanne. So he calls her and she answers.
I was like, oh, shit, right then. But that's kind of my kind of guy. He's like, hold on, let me get to the bottom of this.
Right. And then he immediately goes, baby, why does he think that you don't respect me? And then she was like, because we talk about what our partners lack. And then he calls Alex a shitbag. And Kat was like, don't call him a shitbag. He's not a shitbag. I was like, that's why I stand up for your man. And then Roxanne was like, come talk to me in person right now. And I'm not playing. It hangs up. I was like, okay. And then Antonio leaves. He goes to go talk to her.
He fucking runs out the building.
But then
he goes to the run Ryan never went on. Oh, shoot. No. James.
James, right. Maybe that was the deal. It was like, you have to actually run if you want to go see her. Next, we go to Alex and Roxanne's apartment. And so they're taking them to them, just getting in for the night. And then he asks how the night was. And then she's clearly mad. And he says their night was fun and how they talked about what they learned about themselves. And she tells him that she got a call from Antonio. And she was like, why did he say that you told him that I don't respect him? And then she was like, when have I ever said that I don't respect him? And then I wanted to say, he never said you said you don't respect him.
Splitting hairs on this one was insane.
Yeah. She was like, when have I said I don't respect him? And then he was like behind closed doors. And then she was like, when have I said I don't respect him? And I never called him my whipping boy. And he was like, you didn't. I chose that word. And then he was like, you always make Antonio the butt of jokes or say things that like Alex wouldn't say about someone he loves. And Roxanne was like, well, you don't say much of anything. And he was like, well, I only talk, you know, when it's important. And then he was like, I told him because I thought it was the right thing to do. And I'd want to know if my partner was saying this about me, which fair, because I too would want to know if my husband was talking about me the way Roxanne talks about Antonio.
Absolutely. Please tell me, because I ain't fucking know.
Right? Because I would need to know. We would have to have a very serious talk.
Maybe not cool.
And then she was like, well, do you think Kat thinks you're the best guy in the world? And he goes, yeah, I think so. And she was like, that's a trend with you. And then she was like, you went and told my ex that you don't respect him and you're a whipping boy. And then he was like, I, once again, did not say you said that. It was my interpretation. And she's like, well, maybe you should stop interpreting things. And she's like, I thought this was a safe space for us to discuss our exes and figure out what we wanted. And I was like, so you're admitting that you've disrespected
you him. And you and Alex both were like, well, that was the admission. Thanks. That was all I needed.
Yeah. And then she was like, well, in an experiment, you're supposed to be married and you're being unloyal to your wife.
Nope.
And she's like, this stuff I told you in confidence. And it's like, okay, I could get the, you know, I told you this in confidence, so I didn't expect you would say that, but you don't respect him.
You said this in confidence about your actual man in this fake relationship. Let's be honest. Are we really trying to play pretend?
And
I guess they are.
You didn't just say it to Alex. Trey mentioned, like, it wasn't as explicit, but basically everyone who has talked to her knows that.
At no point in time. Yeah, I mean, us as the audience knows. We've seen.
So I would agree. Sorry. Antonio, I hope you watch this back so you could see what everybody's talking about. Yeah, because she is just roasting him all this the time. Crazy.
Literally, it's so sad. I would think that he got no self-respect for himself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, he makes me sad. And she said that if she never brought any of this up, she would have acted like nothing's happened, that he's fake, and she doesn't want to live with someone who's fake. And then you said, I don't respect him. He was like, well, I don't think you respect him. And he's like, well, I think you walk all over Kat and you're not a gentleman and you're not any of the things that I need and want. And he was like,
all of a sudden.
Yeah. And he said, I don't think you like that I'm standing up for myself. And then they talk about opening the car door again and not helping with groceries. And they talk about how they were supposed to clean on Sunday and how he didn't help. And he was like, well, you're not my mom. You can't tell me what to do.
That was so weird.
Yeah.
If y'all had an agreement, y'all would clean on Sundays. Why aren't you cleaning on Sundays? Why are you pretending like you're trying to force me to clean on Sundays? And that's my day I'm chilling. If that was your day you're chilling, y'all wouldn't have selected it to clean.
Yeah. And he's like, I usually help sometimes, but sometimes when I'm busy, I just don't jump up to help. And a grown, respectable woman should understand that. Ooh, and she was like, I'm over it. And you're full of himself. And she gets up and walks away. I think they both called out each other's poor qualities in ways that didn't actually like make sense together, but it was probably just stuff that was boiling over. And it was like, well, you don't think I respect my man? Well, I don't think you're a nice guy or a gentleman.
Yeah. 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 And you just try to call me out. I'm gonna call you out too. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So, like, he's definitely felt like he was like semi trolling her, but at the same time, he was also like getting on her.
Yeah. So
she needed that, honestly. And this probably was a wake up call for her too, but you know, whatever it needed to be.
Yeah. Cause even if like, let's give her the benefit of doubt that she doesn't realize how she's speaking about Antonio is like hurtful, whether that's like her form of like comedy or joking or whatever. The way that it comes off to others is like, wow, you hate this guy. Like,
yeah. Yeah. And he's like, no, she started telling me all that stuff. Well, then why are you still with her? And yeah. She said it like that.
Like, it comes off terribly.
Yeah.
We go to Trey and Ryan's apartment and it was boring.
It was boring. I barely ever have anything with them. They discuss how Ryan and James are arguing and the two of them are having a great time. And then yeah. They believe they're in the best situation compared to everyone else. But she's stressed about all of it. And she's in such a great situation and she likes this man for real. But she don't. So anyways.
Yeah, probably because she's going to break his heart later. That's what she's stressed about.
How can I explain that? We had a perfect time, but I do not like you.
Yeah. And then Ryan James talk, and it was very awkward. And she was like, well, me and Ryan talked about how she and Trey are in the process, and they're in it emotionally, and we're not. And they just kind of like have an awkward moment, and then they go to bed. Like, I'm sure they both just like counting down the days.
Yeah.
All right. And then after his long run, Antonio arrives at Alex and Roxanne's apartment. He's crying.
Which I thought was weird. They were actually in their apartment. So where was...
Yeah, maybe like the producers told Alex to leave. They're like, we're about to film an emotional scene. We need for you to leave. Thank you. This is going to be really good. We can't miss this moment. Sorry. You're going to have to find somewhere else to go.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, he's crying, and she asked if he ran here. She was like, did you run here? And he was like, yes. And he was like, I'm sick of hearing all that Alex said. And Roxanne also starts crying. And Antonio was like, Alex is the problem because he's the one going behind backs and making up stuff, and he wants to leave. And he was like, do you want to leave with me? And she was like, actually, no, I'm kind of like enjoying the experience. Isn't what they're we're supposed to be doing? He was like, you're right. And then they hug, which I thought that was weird because, like, he's clearly so distressed. And
they ain't trying to lose out on no money.
Maybe that. I don't know what they get paid, if anything, but that could be a good explanation.
They may have to pay to, like, break your contract or not be filmed anymore or something. That I could be sense. Wrong, but I know in some shows this is how it is.
Yeah. She's like, actually, I'm good. We can power through.
that was devastating, but no, I'm good.
Yeah, pull it together. It's the final day of the trial marriages. Raya and James are out. She said he came in yesterday and said nothing, and then she said during the dating week he seemed open, and then when they moved in he shut down, which proves my theory that once he was like, oh, I'm into her, I need to close everything off. And then she mentioned how he said there was something he wanted to talk about, but he hasn't talked to her about it. And he apologizes for not giving her the experience she deserves. And he learned from her that he needs to open up more. And he's glad they did this in hopes that she got something from it. And she's like, yeah, thanks, because he definitely ruined it for me. Ryan and Trey chat. She asks if he thinks he's ready for an answer, if he's glad he gave the ultimatum. And then Trey kind of responds like, well, if James doesn't move forward, what are you thinking? Kind of asking about like if they want to try something out. And she laughs it
girl.
Off.
That was wild. Trey. Like, can we at least be like friends after this or something? She was like, well, yeah, that just depends on how things go.
Yeah, because like, I don't know.
Why would I be friends with someone who we already said we liked each other while we were like fake married?
Yeah, and I would feel real upset if I was Raya and I watched this back. Because basically he was trying to see if the door was open for them before he said like what he wanted to do, which, excuse me, you're supposed to want me because you want me, not because she rejected you.
Yeah. Right. Crazy.
So, yeah. But one thing that Ryan said is that she's had a switch within her and she's living her life for her now. And so if he's ready to propose, then great. But if not, she's all good because she's here for Ryan. Oh, and then they bought each other a photo album. Oh, and sock'em boppers. Did you ever have those as a
kid? Like that didn't. No, I don't. I didn't. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, it's like little like blow up boxing gloves almost.
Okay.
Doesn't actually sound like a great toy for children as I describe it. But yeah.
But
me and my cousin, you could like fight each other, but like nobody gets hurt because it's, you know, cushioned.
Yeah. I don't understand what the purpose of a photo album is for.
If you the thing is, it was only one photo album. So it's like, who keeps it?
Yeah.
It just if anything, really they should have had two. So they can both be like, yeah. Oh, we can look back on our fond time together. But now just one person's going to have this book, probably Trey, dreaming about his life that could have been.
Right.
A producer asked Trey if she's someone he could spend the rest of his life with. And he says he still loves Raya, but it makes him think if it's supposed to be this hard with Raya. And the question is still out there. Which I do think that it shouldn't be like that hard. But once again, I feel like if you have to go on the show, you're already like in too difficult of a position for your relationship.
Could very well be that.
With the one exception being Ryan and no, that was not the child's name. Shanique and Randall. But even then, when they came on the show, they was in a rough spot, but they ended up in a good place later.
In a really great place. I'm happy for
them. So, you know, maybe every once in a while it works out, but in general, right. If you got to call up the show, just rethink the whole thing.
Say no.
At Roxanne and Alex's apartment, I'm guessing it's the next morning, they're packing up and it's very uncomfortable. She apologized and said she was heated the other night and it's not like her to raise her voice and she's glad that she gave the message, but she didn't like the delivery and she felt bad about it and was disappointed in herself for, you know, stooping to that level. And he accepts the apology and is like, no one's perfect. And then he tries to move on. And she was like, is there nothing else you want to say? And then he was like, I wish you the best. And then she was like, do you feel bad about the other night? He was like, no, not really. He was like, you know, it was a little tough, but I was justified in what I said. So there you go. But I appreciate that he didn't give a fake apology if he didn't mean it. He said what he said and he's standing in it. Like, if that's how you feel, that's how you feel.
That's how you feel.
And she thought he was fake. That was very real.
Yeah. Yeah. She was so annoyed. That was funny.
And now we go to Kat and Antonio's apartment. Kat said he didn't go to sleep there last night. She got up and did some errands and got back and all his stuff was gone. And I have to say, that's an impressive speed packing because I could not do it.
Girl, that man was ready to go, okay?
I mean, I guess it's only 3 weeks worth of stuff, so that's like an extensive vacation, not like actually your apartment. But still, he eventually arrives at the house and they talk. And he was like, I'm sure you have no idea what's going on with me. And she was like, nope. And he was like, I feel like I've gotten everything I can out of the trial marriage and he still wants to be a part of the experience. And then she was like, well, since he said during the experience, he said they owe each other nothing. And she was like, I think they do. And that they could have at least been friends, but he doesn't break down that wall. And he said they owe each other effort. And he thinks she doesn't know herself because she doesn't take stances on anything. And she was like, that's not fair to say that I don't know myself because I know that's something that I need to work on. And it's something that I'm like trying to improve. And I was like, yeah, that seems like a really big thing. Like, you don't know yourself because you don't take any stances. And I don't think she doesn't take stances. I just think she's not as direct in her delivery things. Like, she offers a lot of like softer blows. Like, she does the sandwich method. She'll like say something nice and then put in whatever she's actually trying to say and then like something nice on the end.
Which she also doesn't seem to be bothered or like overly bothered by a lot of things either, which I think
that's true.
Good for her.
Yeah. Which he seems like easily riled up. So he probably can't even like compute that where it's like, I'm just not mad. And he's like, no, you have to be mad.
Yeah.
And then she was like, she knows that he says he's still a shithead and would drink and say mean things about people. And she saw a side of that. And she said that he's projecting a lot of the anger onto Alex and that problems from his relationship, Roxanne, is getting projected onto them. And that's not fair. And that is a very clear, like, this is what I feel and think. Like, that was not wishy-washy. Mm-hmm. She was very to the point. She was just gentle in her delivery.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Sure. I think she's right.
Yeah.
While Alex isn't Perfect. It definitely seems like all the stuff that he was saying is wrong about them was more stuff that they have going on.
And the thing that that Roxanne liked most about him was that he was so different than Antonio, right? So, like, it was still always pitting them against each other, always having a comparison type of thing, which I guess the show calls for, which is why, you know, it's all the drama. But Antonio's like, yeah, well, we'll see what everyone has to say at the changeover, because then no one can hide behind saying someone said something else. But I'm just like, well, you're probably still not going to take it well, but whatever.
Yeah.
So now we get to the changeover. Yay, thank God. Ooh. So Ryan is up first to talk about, you know, how she feels about things. And she really feels like Trey lets her be herself. And she feels like she's helped him consider himself more and, you know, like think well of himself and not, you know, think that he doesn't deserve love and things like that. And that her brother really liked him too. And that they, and then Trey chimes in and he was like, yeah, her brother said she'd never seen, you know, he'd never seen her act open up like that before. And then Trey really liked the process. And he tells Raya's like about to lose it. He tells Raya, like, I just want you to know, I'm not trying to hurt your feelings. I just want you to know that, you know, I have caught feelings for Ryan. I'm like, what? There was no reason to say that.
There was no reason. You could have taken that to your grave.
To have said it in front of everyone on top of that, right after y'all just come, you're on a high, buddy. We get it. But like, you're about to have to go 3 more weeks with her. And what did you think that was going to do? Somehow have her step it up when you already knew that she actually had a rough time during her experience? It's like, what you doing?
Yeah, it was very weird.
Didn't like it. And then Ryan was like, yeah, she says Trey makes her look at herself and, you know, discover herself more and look at herself differently. And she could really imagine. So that was it. And then here goes Vanessa. So could you imagine a life with him? Because, of course, Trey has already acted like he could have a life with her. And then she's like, yeah, I could see a life with him. Because she went back to her mantra of saying, hey, he'd be a great husband.
Or she said, it would be fun.
It would be fun if you and I, fun. If me and I were married. Yeah, life would be fun. Okay.
Yeah.
You would have started with that, but whatever. So James was like, well, that's hard to hear, but he's not mad and he wants what's best for her. Raya, of course, is like, well,
you know, felt like she. Did you? There was the part where he said he realized the night of the choice that she was the love of his life. And I was like, you were with that woman for 7 years and you realize when someone else is looking at her and about to, you know, say, hey, I think she's kind of hot. I might, you know, want to be with her. That's when you realize she's the love of her life. Get out of my face. Oh, I'll make you so mad. Out of my face. Yeah. And then Ryan also said that in their 7 years, she doesn't think that they've had an emotional connection. And why is it happening like now in this moment? And then I'm like, yeah, because why haven't you had an emotional connection? And then Raya chimes in. She said she felt in her body that he had feelings for Ryan, and to hear him say that it hurts, which I feel you, girl, that would have hurt me too. And he said that he gave her the ultimatum because he wanted to be with her, but now he realizes there's things he needs to do too. And he's looking forward to seeing how the rest of the experience goes. I do say this little, I'm sure it's obviously much longer than what we get cut out. But there are a lot of like questions that get hung out there and then never answered. They just like volley back and forth. And I was like, I would like to have heard James's response to why they had no emotional connection until now.
We literally didn't need the day before the changeover at this point. Like, I needed the changeover because the changeover is now through it. So Raya, you know, talks about how she feels like her and James had a good connection before moving in. But after moving in, you know, the intimacy dropped and there was no hugs, no handholding. So he didn't fully commit to the process. And now she's upset because she didn't get a connection, whereas Trey got a connection. And now she doesn't really, you know, feel like it's like an even playing field. And then James is like, well, I'm sorry for not giving that to you. I'm like, I don't know. James is weird, different in front of people, too, I've noticed. Compared to like how, I don't know what he was going through. He's fighting so many battles. Who knows? But it was just different. And all of a sudden he's just so, you know, apologetic. I should have given that to you. I should have been there for you, blah, blah, blah. I'm just like, okay. It's just so much easier to say after the fact, James. Duh.
Right.
That doesn't help. I don't know. I didn't like
it. And then Antonio says, like, they just switched so abruptly. Antonio says he came here to learn how to really be a man and that's what she needed. And then Kat said,
so annoying.
It's not fair to be in a trial marriage with someone who isn't committed. And he said that she knows, that she at least felt considered and important, and Kat agreed. And Roxanne said she thought she found what she needed in Alex, but he didn't have anything she needed because she tried to open up and he didn't reciprocate or give anything back. And he said he's not surprised she felt that way because she didn't give it a chance.
Which also didn't make any sense.
Yeah. And she said it was a weird marriage and she doesn't appreciate him as a husband, a person, or a friend. And
not sure even like him. Okay.
Right. And Antonio says to Alex that the kind of guy he is his deepest insecurity. And he was like, you're successful in business and financially free. And when he said he didn't think Roxanne respected him, it hurt. And that's why I got a rise out of him. And I understand that, but I want you to keep that within you and like move forward and demand some changes.
Where did you learn to be a man at in this process? I'm just wondering. I'm not saying he's not a man already. I just don't know what in this process made him help him
right
learn to be a man.
And then Alex was like, yeah, and I'd do it again because it wouldn't get such a rise out of you if it didn't ring true a bit. And then Roxanne cuts in and says that he has no emotion. And then that Kat was like, well, where would he get that from? And then Roxanne once again says that she never said she didn't respect Antonio. And I'm yelling at the TV, he never said you said those words.
How many times do we have to go over it?
And then Kat was like, that she respects him, and she was like, I respect him like a motherfucker. It's not about respect. And I'm like, all right, you're really trying too hard to sell it here.
Yes, because at what point have you ever spoken this passionately about Antonio?
This is the first time you've even seemed like you liked him. And Kat was like, well, he wouldn't make this up out of thin air. And his mom said the same thing. And Antonio was like, that's why he's like this, because there's people who raised him. Roxanne,
girl,
like, did I ever say out of my mouth I don't respect him? And I was like, I don't know why you keep saying this. I never said it. That's my opinion. And she was like, thank you. And she did it like as if like she did a mic drop moment. And I was like, no, honey, that's not what she thought it was.
The rest of us were in agreement with him. So
yeah. And Vanessa's like, all right, everyone, relax. Mm-hmm. And Alex was like, I thought it was the right thing to do because if it was Kat saying those things about me, I'd want to know. And Roxanne was like, it was the right thing to twist my words. And he was like, no. I'm sure at this point he was as exhausted as I was.
Oh, yeah.
With the whole thing. And it was like,
it was very interesting to watch. It was like as fun to watch as in the first season when that one lady, I think it was a blonde chick, was like wanting to hit on that one guy. Like, I was not interested at all. She's like, why? I'm hot. And you're like, okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, sorry.
And then finally, Rux, Antonio says Roxanne is the first person to make him want to have a family and have daughters, and he wants them to be like her. And Roxanne has tears. And then they officially swap. And then,
oh, thank God.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, I don't know what kind of spell she has him under, what he has seen on the side of her he's seen that we have not seen.
Yeah.
And I hope that he watches this season. I hate when people be on shows and they don't watch. I need you to watch this.
Yeah. Yeah, for real. So now it's the second trial marriage to their original people. And we go to Raya and Trey's apartment. And he was like, we need to talk. And then she said, he's happy he got to dive in the experience, but she's not sure how she's going to be able to be into this trial marriage. Or this is her talking, be into this trial marriage when he has feelings for someone else. And then he said, but she missed the main part, that he still wants to be with her and marry her. And it was like, oh, because she turned you down? No. And he was like, this has nothing to do with it. And I was like, so you didn't confirm or deny, though? And she was like, well, my trial marriage sucked. And so I had a lot of time to reflect, and it made me want to be with you more than anything. And I couldn't. And he said she didn't get the experience she deserved, but if she did, she opened up to him before they even started. And if they had the experience he could have given her, he doesn't know what would have happened. And then Raya was like,
well, what does he think is going to happen? That they would have what? Both wanted to choose other people, or both somehow have felt better about fully pursuing their own relationship?
Right. I don't know. But it's probably just like, it's not my fault he sucked. So sorry for you. And Raya was like, she knows it's going to be hard for her to do this. And if she can't move past him having feelings for Ryan, then the relationship isn't going to work. And she can barely look at him. And the fact that she's talking to him is a lot. And I feel that. And he said, I came here because I wanted to marry you. Now I question if I want to get married, because we need to build an emotional connection we have not built yet. And she starts crying and tries to stop and says, I just don't know how I'm going to feel about you moving forward. And I want to know how these people have been together for these extensive periods are not having emotional connections. That's so crazy to me. Break up, everybody, please. I beg you.
Break up. Every season, it's only the second one, but every season I've called for everyone to break up. I don't think anybody need to be.
Yeah. I will give each of you $100. I'm sure Netflix gave you more, but please, at least think about it.
Don't mind us, you know. Go live your life, I guess, but this is weird.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, until next time, you know, make sure you follow us on socials, Instagram at Must Watch with Wine, X at Must Watch W Wine, email us at Must Watch with Wine at gmail.com.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I had to make sure I got it all right. I think it
was good.
And, you know, rate, review, subscribe. We're on all the platforms for the podcasting.
Wherever you listen to podcasts, you can find us, share with a friend. Let us know if you thought of a show or if you're thinking of a show that you want us to recap. Now, I think we can never do Love Island legit, but maybe we could do like a snippet, like overall, like overview podcast or something like that, like an episode.
I wanted to know if, I still haven't been able to figure out if Love Island Games is an everyday thing or if it's less frequent.
I think it's over now. Yeah, somebody won already.
Dang.
We could, but like I said, like if we could have the gist of it, and then we could do a pod about that.
Yeah, I was thinking about the other day. I was like, I miss Joe Millionaire. People at Fox told me it's coming back.
Right, and it looks like it's not, and it's so sad. That was so good, and that was so fun. So we'll have to figure out something. If you guys see or hear anything, let us know.
Right. All right. In that, we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.